JFM's Fergal Darcy.
Now, try to get your head around this. My next guest has sold in excess of 20 million records worldwide, has a heap of number ones, and has done 11 worldwide tours. And that's just with her solo career. Along with that, with the most successful girl group of all time, she's got 85 million record sales and 9 UK number ones. Please welcome to the show, Melanie C. Mel, how are you?
Hello. Thank you for that lovely introduction.
You're the gift.
I'm impressed with myself.
do you know what it is? You're the gift that keeps on giving. You're back with another self-titled album. This is called Melanie C. And I'm enjoying this because it is a beautiful album that's all about accepting yourself. It's slightly empowering.
I hope so. You know, that was my intention. I had such an amazing time on stage with the Spice Girls last year. I just knew I wanted to make a record that felt like that. You know, I've been very influenced by dance music. I wanted to make people want to dance, but I also wanted them to be able to listen, and I wanted it to feel empowering and positive.
Now, I went to see you guys in Ireland, and it was a phenomenal gig. A lot of love for you over here, but nothing has changed. That's a family thing that you guys got going on there. I believe that it was when Adele was at the Wembley show that this kind of inspired you to go ahead and say, right, well, I'm going to do this album, and I'm going to nail it and put it out there.
Well, you know, I'd always planned to do another album. I love making music, love playing live, love touring. And yeah, the plans were there. The album was started. And I think not only Adele, she's obviously our most famous fan, but all of the fans that came along to the shows, it just made it so special. And it just made me feel very proud of everything we'd achieved and this incredible impact we'd had on a generation of people. And I just felt like it was time to really celebrate that and make a record that sounded really upbeat, you know, really fun. There's, of course, there's some depth on there as well. Everything is a journey. But I've just found myself in a time in my life where obviously 2020 has been a difficult year, but I feel so grateful for everything I've done in my life, in my career. And yeah, I just wanted to celebrate that.
There's some great songs on here. Into You, Escape. Escape is probably my favorite song on there. I just love it. And it's so relevant.
Yeah, it's one of my faves. And you know what I've been realizing? This has happened throughout my career. It's so strange. You write songs, you go out, you perform them, and things happen, whether it's in your personal life, world events, and they almost become more relevant as time goes on. It's really odd.
You know, there's something about you, Melanie. I have to be honest about this. Back when lockdown kicked down, I know you were in LA and then you came back. April and May, you did these wonderful question and answer sessions with fans and you ended up helping them with their own problems. I just found that very humble nature in you, and it's quite inspiring to people who have grown up over the past 25 years. They've been watching you, you know, and I thought that was a beautiful gesture.
Oh, thank you. It made me feel quite emotional. It was, you know, it was so strange because the album was about to be launched. I didn't know what to do. And I got home and I thought, I've got to stay connected to these fans. You know, I've got all this wonderful new work for them to hear and lots of videos for them to see. And we came up with this idea of doing Q&As. And I've always been like, I've had this love-hate relationship with social media. You know, it's like, where does your private life end and your public life begin? And so I've always felt like I need to, you know, almost be private, you know, when it's at home and there's just a few things I don't feel comfortable doing. But this year, I think because we've all been experiencing something so similar at the same time, it really compelled me to reach out to people. And I realized in doing that, by being a little bit more open, a little bit more honest and available, I got so much out of it, like personally. There was days when I felt very low and I was so unmotivated and couldn't be bothered. And then just hearing how much the fans have looked forward to it, you know, asking me a few questions, just me being a bit silly online, it just gave me so much that I realized it's such a two-way street. Do you know what I mean? Everything that artists do, they give to their fans, but the fans are giving them so much more in return.
Yeah, there's a certain amount of honesty there as well, and that's evident in the music on the album. Now, when you did the live stream, Colour and Light, that was the day before the release of the album on October 1st. That, for me, was a fabulous performance. But that's you, once again, adapting to survive. Because I know you want to go out and tour this album.
Oh, man, that is... I mean, we're at the point now. Okay, it's been fun. We've been, you know, we've been creative. We've done everything online. But now I just want to be in a room with people, you know, enough already. I think the same as everyone else. And this album is made to play in rooms to get people dancing, you know. So I hope that it's not too long until we can do that.
You're a formidable DJ as well. I seen you on the Pioneers and I was going, no, that's not, she's playing. Well, and do you know what I like about this is, I have this in my head whenever I think of Mel C, Melanie C, all that's going on in my head is, when I was watching Colour in Light, I was going, I would love to see Roisin Murphy perform in some of these songs. And when I listened to Roisin Murphy's new album, Roisin Machine, I was going, and I'd love to see Mel C given a go at Simulation or Jealousy as well. You're in your own category when it comes to dance music and singing. It's, I don't know what it is. These beautiful vocalists.
Thank you. You know, I love Roisin. That's one of my favourite albums of this year. And yeah, she's been so lovely and so supportive as well. So I'd love to see her and I, you know, on a lineup together somewhere, you know, that'd be a fun night.
Well, let's back it up here, okay? So the sound that's back at the moment, that future nostalgia kind of sound, as Dua Lipa put it, that late 90s, early noughties sound, that's very much so your sound. And that is definitely re-emerging at the moment. Everyone's on that. Miley Cyrus is on it. Dua's on it. They're all on it.
Yeah, no, it's incredible, actually. You mentioned Dua, I mean, and Miley as well, two fantastic female artists. And, you know, Dua's record, I think, is one of my favourites of the year. I mean, you know, what an album. She's killing it right now. But it's been fun with this album because, like you say, doing a bit of DJing, I was so inspired by the music I love, dance music, house music, but then just having those 70s disco sounds and, like you say, the 90s and the noughties references. I think it's a really fun palette to play with. You know, it's enabled everybody to really come up with their own unique take on what dance music's doing right now, which it kind of is. It's the ultimate pop music right now, isn't it? It's incredible. The music you're hearing in the charts is something you would have only heard in clubs years ago.
Yeah, and it's inspiring too as well. The one thing about it is that it's become more accepted. Now, you've got a wonderful heritage in music because your mum, Joan, she was signed with Decca. Now, it didn't work out, but she's a fabulous performer. And you yourself, you kind of got to see sides of the industry, you know, that maybe, you know, it's not also, joining an industry like the music industry, it's not always an encouraging thing. Sometimes you can look at it and go, oh my God, this is going to be tough. You did all the things. You went to perform in arts college. You found a flyer. You were hoping to go to the West End, which you did with Blood Brothers. And I saw you in 2009. Wow. So you've been the singer, the DJ, the vocalist, the actress. You've covered all terrain. But the one thing I want to say is, when you got that flyer, it was a very different makeup with the Spice Girls, wasn't it? Because originally, you got it, you did the audition, got you the dance audition, and then tonsillitis struck.
Yes. Well, I'd not been out of college long, and I studied for 3 years in performing arts. So I was auditioning for all kinds of like West End shows and various different things. But I really wanted to work in music. And you're right, you know, I knew from my mum's experiences, it's hard, you know, it's a tough industry to get into. And I still obviously had to pursue my dreams. And I went along to the audition for a girl band and was ill, you know, so ill. I couldn't even speak, let alone sing for my recall. And, you know, luckily, a couple of weeks afterwards, I got a call because one of the girls, it just hadn't worked out. She hadn't really, you know, the lineup wasn't quite right, so the management wanted to make a change, and I went down, and at that point even Emma wasn't in the band.
It was,
you know,
Michelle.
It was,
yeah,
Melanie, the two Mels, Victoria, Jerry, and a girl called Michelle. So
I'd say Michelle is kicking herself now.
I think she's doing okay, she's all right. And so we started working together as a band, but it wasn't until Emma came that we felt like everything clicked into place. And there was this, I mean, the thing is with the Spice Girls, it's so strange because, you know, we're so different, obviously. That's like one of the biggest selling points of the Spice Girls. But it just works. You know, when we're in a room together, it's so sparky, it's electric. And that was the thing that carried us through. I mean, it's probably the thing that has many times destroyed us, but we always end up gravitating back to each other. And we just love that we can make people happy in the way that we were able to do last summer.
I remember when I was younger, because I grew up with the Spice Girls. In fact, I think the first time I saw Wannabe, which is coming up in 25 years, was on the Ghost Train with Nobby the Sheep. And you guys, I think, were getting into a hot air balloon. Am I right in saying this? As far as I recall.
Oh my gosh. I mean, you are, yeah.
I remember Nobby the Sheep. Nobody will know who that is, but I know who it is. I will tell you, I remember watching that and going, oh my God, these are brilliant. But the whole girl power movement, that just kind of occurred, and it has been so huge since. And that was a response to sexism, because I believe at some stage somebody turned around and said, girl bands, they don't sell records. By God, they do, and you showed them.
Yes, it was brilliant. It was the best thing anyone could have said to us. You know, it was the 90s. There were lots of boy bands, whether it was Backstreet Boys, you know, we come off the back of New Kids on the Block, Take That. Boyzone, of course, a very similar time to us. And, you know, the labels were lapping it up, you know. It was young teenage girls going crazy for these boys. And so they did say to us, you know, girl bands, they don't sell, and you'll never get on the cover of a magazine because the magazine won't sell. And we were like, right, we are here to prove a point. We're doing it for the girls and we're going to prove them wrong. And I think we did. Didn't we? we managed that.
Absolutely. And it's been a movement going since, thanks to you. And I'm loving that you and the ladies have done so much. And I'm hoping that I am going to see you again in the future. Obviously, 2021 is going to be tough, but definitely want to see you guys in a reunion soon. Can I talk to you a little bit about this amazing story that you tell about Bryan Adams and how you met him on Top of the Pops in 98, but then you were in a lift in a hotel. Am I right in saying this?
Yeah. I was on tour with the girls. We were in LA on our tour in 98, and we were staying in this fabulous hotel in Beverly Hills. And yeah, this little dude with a guitar on his back got in the lift, and I just thought, I know him. And he turned around and it was Bryan. And yeah, my mum's a huge fan. She was in the bar. So I said, oh, Bryan, please do me a favor. Just come and say hello to my mum. And, you know, being the lovely guy he is, he came down, he said hello to my mum, but then it didn't end there. He spent the whole night with us. We had a few drinks and we stayed in touch. And then it was when I got home, he gave me a call. He was in Vancouver at that point and he was just finishing his record. And he said, I've got this song, I'd really like you to sing on it. So even before hearing it, I said, yes. Wow. Luckily, it was When You're Gone. So it is a great song.
And what a song.
What a song. And yeah, people still love it. It gets played all the time. And yeah, it was my first outing without the girls. So he's been, you know, very important for me in my life and career. He's a bit of a mentor, really. You know, he gave me the courage to go out alone, and he's still a dear friend.
Yeah, this is one of the things that I admire, is because there were songs in around that time, you know, you reinvent yourself, you adapt to survive, you're kind of thinking, okay, look, myself and the girls, we're doing our own thing now and we're going to do it like One Direction or anyone else does. You went off, you had I Turn to You, Never Be the Same Again, When You're Gone, massive vocals on these songs. Like, and these are songs I can still play on the radio and people go, I know that song, I'll sing along. These are crank up your radio songs. But in that time, you're in turmoil, and you've been so given to, like, as I said, to your fans, and you talk through these things now. And I think that's what this album, Melanie C, has captured, all those moments throughout your career, 25 years, to show that, like, you know, it ain't always easy, but when it happens, it happens. It's good.
Yeah. You know, I think it's the same for everyone, isn't it? You know, you can have, we all, on Instagram, especially all these social media platforms, we have these incredible lives, or what appear to be incredible lives. But everybody has a turmoil, you know, and I was living my dreams, and I had the most successful album of my career with Northern Star, my first album. And I was probably the most unhappy I've ever been, you know. So it's just a journey. And I feel so grateful that I'm still here. I'm still making music, loving what I do. And I kind of have learned from all those experiences. And it's so important for me to put that into my work and to really try and help people, because I know when I was having those tough times, if I ever read an article or heard someone speaking on the radio about something similar to what I was going through, it was such a help to me. So I really want to be able to do that for other people.
And you have already done it, and Shauna doing it. Fair play, Mel. Now listen, before I let you go, Christmas plans. I can remember you distinctively talking before about your daughter. Now, your daughter's obviously a lot older now, but back in the time when you'd be singing in the house, she'd have the little Peppa Pig guitar out and she'd do a bit with you. So what's the plans this Christmas? Is there going to be a sing song in the house, or have you made plans yet?
She'd go mad if she knew someone just said that on the radio.
Full of sass now, I'd imagine, at that age. 11 now, I'd say.
She's 11, and yeah, so we're looking forward to Christmas, obviously not able to celebrate the way we'd like to, like everybody else, but we're keeping it small. And, you know, luckily I'm going to be able to see my mum if all things stay the same. And we just want to enjoy each other's company, you know, chill out. It's been a busy year. It's been a crazy year. So I just want to put my feet up, have some nice food, have some nice wine. And yeah, just chill out. Look forward to 2021.
Well, you have earned it, and that is a fact. The album is called Melanie C. It is out right now. It is hotter than hell. Get your hands on it. Mel, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to me.
Oh, thank you. Lots of love to your listeners. I hope everyone's safe and well. And I look forward to seeing you all next year.
Fergal Darcy.
Weekdays from 2.
On Today FM.